Fred Film Radio, Venice Film Festival, Italy.
Fred Film Radio, I'm Chiara Pazzelli from the 80th edition of the Venice International Film Festival, and today we are continuing with the interviews of the 27-time cinema representatives. We are in company of Aga, who is the Polish representative for this year's edition. Welcome, Aga. Welcome to Fred.
Hi, it's lovely to be here. Thank you.
So, Aga, first of all, how do you feel these days? I mean, the festival is about to finish.
Whoa, very warm. Very excited every single day about, you know, what films I'm going to see, because that's always a surprise, because you never know what vacancy is going to appear. So you may end up not expecting to go to a premiere, but finding out 10 minutes before that, oh, there's actually a slot. So that's always the unknown aspect of it. But it's fantastic. It's been fantastic. We're 27 people from all over Europe. So it's like a melting pot of nationalities and, you know, different customs and stories and like just companions to watch the films with and to discuss them with. And we have so many different perspectives that I find it fascinating. And I'm always very happy to, you know, discuss whatever we had just seen together. So that's something I'm looking forward to every single day, because, you know, you cannot escape this aspect.
Yeah,
you don't want to.
Yeah. But you are also part of the jury of Le Giornate degli Autori section. So how do you feel in the role of the juror?
Very privileged. I've never had the chance to be in a jury before. So obviously it's a very new and exciting experience. But also it's very reassuring to have 26 other young people who are in similar position.
Yeah, responsibility is shared.
Yeah, exactly. So hopefully, we'll see how it goes along the way. We still have some films to see. So I cannot spoil anything, but so far so good. I'm very happy to be in the company of people who have more film-centered experience, mm-hmm. because mine is not necessarily that.
Okay.
Film has always been my side quest, a very much so beloved one. Nevertheless, I have not studied film before, so
So you are here only thanks to your passion for cinema, actually.
Yeah, exactly. Just a cinephile.
where do you think this passion comes from?
Oh gosh, I find it very difficult to trace it back to specific time, because mm-hmm. I just don't remember time without cinema. Like, I remember going to like the little local cinema with my mom, and you know, I was like 4 years old, 5 years old. And that's as far as I can remember my life, and cinema was already in it. So I think it was always there somewhere, just waiting to sprout.
Very beautiful answer, actually. What about cinema in Poland? What about independent cinema situation? What do you think could be done better? Or,
I'm very excited that two of Polish films are in the main competition. Of course, I was ecstatic. And first I saw, you know, The Green Border being announced, because I followed it live. And then The Woman Off. And I couldn't believe that it's two of them.
Did you watch them?
Not yet.
Okay.
They have yet to premiere. So, you know, in the last days, I think they're some of my most anticipated films. So
you will have to save time to watch them. Right?
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, but when it comes to the scene of independent cinema, I think cinema in Poland in general has been blossoming beyond belief mm-hmm. for the last decade. So I think this is going to continue. Of course, we do have some like established directors, and we have like this new wave of directors who are becoming more and more established and are widely recognizable, like Małgorzata Szumowska, you know, here at the festival, or Paweł Pawlikowski. These are the names mm-hmm. that people know and people associate with Poland. But I feel like they already have their spotlight, and I'm looking forward to seeing the new names emerging, because I feel like we have yet to discover the youngest
identity,
talents.
Yeah,
yeah, exactly. Okay. And I don't think that youth is necessarily value in itself, but I think it's interesting to see what young people have to say. So hopefully, you know, some of these amazing Polish film students from Łódź, and well, not only, because, you know, if I say Łódź, I should also probably say Katowice and every single film school that's in my country. I'm very much looking forward to see someone like that, because, for example, in the States, like, there's Emma Seligman recently, and she's gaining a lot of momentum, and I would be ecstatic to see someone like this in my country and follow their career trajectory. Yeah.
And now my last question is something that has nothing, to do with what we are saying now, almost nothing, actually. I read in your profile that you're among your favorite directors, you mentioned Greta Gerwig.
I do.
Yeah. So I just want your personal opinion on her latest success, Barbie.
Yeah, but did I say she was my favorite? How did I?
Among.
Okay.
Among, yes.
Yeah. No, I am.
Not your favorite, yeah. One, baby.
Because I wouldn't say she's my top one, but I've been, it's been interesting to follow her films.
Uh-huh.
Because, yeah, Barbie, of course, recently.
Did you watch that?
I did, of course. Like, right on the day. Like, I had to juggle the time between Oppenheimer and Barbie, and like everybody did on what was the day? July 22nd, I think.
Yeah.
But it was very much a collective experience, mm-hmm. and I liked that the shared aspect of it, like the social aspect of it, that it was something that the people in the audience treated personally. It was very easy to see yourself in this film, especially as a woman. And I found that so striking because it was so simple, yet so illuminating, that the simplicity of it all. And yet...
very immediate.
Absolutely. Because it's everything that Greta has talked to, and Noah, because they co-written the script together, which I feel like a lot of people are not talking about, because they're focusing on Greta only. But both of them did such a fantastic job with the script and approaching very complex problems of modern society, and not just modern, like going back generations, with that simplicity and relatability.
I'm with you on all what you said. So thanks, Aga, for having shared your experience here. And this is Chiara Pazzelli for Fred, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.